From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In an emotional farewell speech late Tuesday before thousands of supporters in Chicago, President Barack Obama called the Yes We Can campaign theme of 2008 in defending the successes of his eight-year record in office. He said it was in Chicago where he learned the power of faith and observed the quiet dignity of working people in the face of struggle and loss.
Now, this is where I learned that change only happens when ordinary people get involved and they get engaged and they come together to demand it. After 8 years as your president, I still believe that.
He said during his tenure, a recession was ended, relations with Cuba restored, Iran's nuclear ambitions curtailed, terror mastermind Osama bin Laden killed, health care secured for all Americans. Goals, he said, many thought were unattainable.
But that's what we did. That's what you did.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato called the venue of the speech unprecedented.
Certainly it was untraditional. We've never had a farewell address like this. One can only imagine what George Washington, or for that matter, Dwight Eisenhower, who had the most famous farewell address, would have thought of this manner of delivering it. It was more like a political rally.
Donald Trump, who's scheduled to hold a news conference later Wednesday, is to be sworn in as the nation's 45th president January 20th. Gambia's Supreme Court was unable to hear President Yahya Jammeh's legal challenge to annul the results of the December 1st election because of a lack of a quorum. The hearing postponed to Monday, just 2 days before his mandate expires. Mr. Jammeh is under pressure to accept defeat and leave office. This is VOA News. New UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday urged the Security Council to take more decisive action to prevent future wars. He said too many opportunities to prevent conflict have been lost because of mistrust and concerns over sovereignty.
Such concerns are understandable. In a world where power is unequal and principles have been sometimes applied selectively. And indeed, prevention should never be used to serve other political goals. On the contrary, prevention is best served by strong sovereign states acting for the good of their people.
He said the world body was established to prevent war by binding the globe in a rules-based international order. But he said today that order is under grave threat. The United Arab Emirates Wednesday announced five of its diplomats were among those killed Tuesday in a bombing in southern Kandahar province in Afghanistan. The attack targeted a guest house of the provincial governor. In all, 14 were killed, dozens wounded there. In Kabul, more than 30 died in twin bombings claimed by the Taliban. Dozens were wounded. Outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Tuesday said the U.S. military likely would not attempt to intercept and destroy a North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile if it was a test and unless it posed a threat to the U.S. or its allies.
If the missile is threatening, it will be intercepted. If it's not threatening, we won't necessarily do so, because it may be more to our advantage to, first of all, save our interceptor inventory, and second, to gather intelligence from the flight.
North Korea announced Sunday it could test launch an ICBM anytime from any location. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, President-elect Donald Trump's choice for attorney general, began his Senate confirmation hearings Tuesday, casting himself as a strong protector of law and order.
You know that I'm a man of my word and can be trusted to do what I say I will do. You know that I revere the Constitution, that I'm committed to the rule of law, and you know that I believe in fairness and impartiality and equal justice under law.
Mr. Trump's choice to head Department of Homeland Security, retired Marine General Jack Kelly, was also questioned by lawmakers Tuesday. Sub-zero cold and heavy snow continued to plague Eastern Europe, with a death toll reaching at least 60 this week, many of them in Poland. In Macedonia, the thermometer plunged to minus 20 degrees Celsius. The World Bank Tuesday said it's cutting its global outlook growth forecast for the new year, as it awaits the new policy priorities of the incoming Donald Trump administration. In its semi-annual economic outlook, the World Bank forecast 2.7% growth and predicted 2.3% growth last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.